Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial for 27 years now. And today on our show, he'll be giving us his experienced advice on how to plan for a secure retirement. Eric, welcome.
Well, thanks, Lou Ann. And this year has been a very rocky one for the stock market.
Oh my gosh, hasn't it?
So let's see. Did you die from the killer bees?
No, I was afraid of them, but no, I did not.
Okay, SARS?
Nope.
Ebola?
Nope, never knew anybody close to me.
No? Yeah, so I mean, these are all things that have, in the past, affected the stock market. I mean, the killer bees probably not as much, but like the Ebola scare, I totally remember that one very vividly. Mm-hmm. It was like, I think it was September, October timeframe when the Ebola scare happened, and there was a couple cases in the U.S., and the stock market dropped 10%, and by the next month, it was back to normal.
Oh my gosh!
You know, and and what was the end result? Almost nobody remembers. Right? So, yeah. So okay. Well, so how's this one different? Well, you know, I think social media and the lack of real journalism has definitely bred this one into being a bigger deal. You know, it's fun and exciting to talk about new things and get people freaked out, and it's good newsprint and gets more clicks online nowadays, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, how much of this is really real? I mean, most people, I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff that says a lot of people who will get it won't even notice it, any effects from it. And how many people have the flu shot? I mean, I think it's so funny that some of these people are freaked out about this virus, but they didn't bother getting a flu shot.
And that's a good point.
Now they're stacking up in toilet paper, which nobody really knows why.
Why? I agree.
Yeah. So toilet paper will not save you. I was in Scouts. My boys have been in Scouts. I have never seen any emergency preparedness kit include toilet paper. Wilderness Survival Merit Badge does not, you know, say make sure you have a good clean roll of toilet paper. It's just, you know, really kind of some weird, ridiculous stuff that people focus on.
Oh, my.
But I guess we all know what comfort level we all want to be at. And, you know, what's really critical to our lives is apparently toilet paper. And, you know, and then the bottled water is pretty silly, too, because, you know, if they're telling you to stay home, doesn't your faucet still work?
Yes.
It's not like this is an earthquake, tornado, fire, someplace where you may not have water.
Yeah.
And that's when you need water. So how can you profit off of this? Mm-hmm. Now I have to throw in the word ethically.
Ethically, right,
so,
right.
Uh-huh. I know there's been people trying to sell toilet paper for $20 or something ridiculous. So.
Or the masks, right? They're now in the black market.
And everything else. And, you know, so how can you, what things can you do today to really make some money off of this whole thing? You know, well, one thing, of course, is, you know, if you've got some cash sitting there, pretty sure Warren Buffett's the one who's been credited with saying that, you know, be fearful when people are greedy and be greedy when people are fearful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? People have been greedy for a long time. I mean, the market's been going up for almost 10 years straight. Now people are fearful. Hey, things are on sale. Time to jump in. And so, yeah, if you've got some cash there and you don't think you're going to need the money very soon, good time to get in the market. I mean, oh my gosh, everything's on sale. So jump in now, and as long as you got, you know, several years to let it, you know, fully come up, I think you're going to be doing great. Along those same lines is, where are you putting your 401k and IRA money, especially your 401k that you're funding on a monthly basis or per paycheck basis, I should say? How about you do something a little weird? If you've got more than 5 years till you retire, why don't you move it up a notch or two in terms of risk level? Why don't you just move it all to stocks, you know, any new monies? Not talking about the money that's already there. So we're not talking about moving and locking in losses and stuff like that. I'm just talking about the new dollars. If you know things are on sale, why don't you, as that new money comes in, buy super low? So yeah, even if you've refinanced, this may be a great time to refinance again. You know, if you can do one with no cost, no fees or something like that, that's going to be great. But not just look at your bank or credit union. You might want to really look at going and talking to, you know, mortgage broker who can compare rates across the board. You know, there's lots of different options that you could do. So I would definitely take advantage of that and look at that. And then, you know, we've talked a lot about taxes. We all know taxes are going to go up. The Trump tax laws, no matter what happens in the next election, go away at the end of 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that happens, well, when that happens, tax rates will go back up. So when's a good time to convert? when things are on sale, right? So this is a doubly good time to convert. Why? Not only are the tax rates cheaper, but if your portfolio's lost some money, guess what? It's cheaper to pay the tax.
Mm-hmm.
So say you want to convert $10,000 over to Roth IRA from your IRA, you have to pay the tax today. Well, if that $10,000 now is only worth $8,000, yeah, it's even cheaper to buy and to convert, right?
True.
and then once the market comes back up, then you know, it'll come back up on the tax-free side of the world, not the taxable. So no, there's definitely some ways to profit off of this time frame. You just have to be long-term in nature, right? So I wouldn't be thinking 1 month, 2 month. I'd be talking about more long-term because it may last for a little while. And so you don't know how long it'll last. But if you're talking about not money that you don't need for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, hey, get in there right now and make it good.
Well, Eric, obviously a lot of people are concerned with this market volatility. And I know you have something that we can offer to our listeners today.
Yeah, so one of the things that we have is it's a great report to just kind of ground yourself and say, okay, should I be freaked? Should I not? And so what should I be doing or what should I not be doing? And so one of those is really understanding what happens in market corrections. And so we've got this great report. I don't know, if I forget what, how many pages, like 12 pages, 14 pages, but it's got graphics. So it's nothing super hard to read.
Right.
And, you know, it's very just straightforward and just giving you some examples of past time frames, giving you some, here's what to do, here's what not to do. And, you know, I think this is probably a really good time to be kind of reading that, getting the information, being informed before you freak out. So if you want to get a copy of that, all you have to do is text the word market to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word market, 800-454-1184. Or you can go online to wealthcreatorradio.com and request it right there.
Yes, wealthcreatorradio.com. That's their website. And you can find out all about Eric and his team. He's president of Heckman Financial, where they give you straightforward advice on how to plan for a more secure and a more comfortable retirement. They want that for you just as much as you do. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. If you want to take control of that decision and retire on your own terms, stick around and hear what Eric has to say. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters and you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word tax to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word tax to 800-454-1184. That's tax to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. Well, Eric, it's time for you to enlighten us with another financial fail so we can learn from somebody who has had an unfortunate situation. I don't mean to laugh, but it's always good to learn from somebody else who did something before we do it. So what do you have in store for us today?
Well, it's more about really looking at your retirement plan at work. So it's something we usually look at mostly when we started the job, and then people kind of forget, or, you know, maybe they'll look at it here and there, but, you know, it's one of those things where just human nature wise, we kind of forget to go back and check it and look at things and how they're going. And there's two big fails, I guess, in there. One is I had a client last year. He was shocked to find out that he never did the catch up. So the ketchup is not Heinz 57, but it's the part where once you hit the year in which you turn 50 and above, you can add more money to your retirement plan. You can add another $6,500. And if we're talking IRAs or Roth IRAs, it's another $1,000. And so what that allows you to do is, you know, save a lot more money. Some employers, and some don't. So that's why this is very hard to tell people other than check to make sure you're doing it. Some call that catch up as like a separate plan where you actually have to almost enroll in that, you know, besides the 401k. Some have it, it's just all one. And so he thought it was all one. And then he found out he'd never been funding it just because of he didn't do like this subsequent funding of this extra line item. And a lot of people's pay stubs and will show you the catch-up as a separate line item. So that's when you usually know you have to kind of enroll separately. You know, and so that's one issue. And then the other one is just I've had a lot of people who never rebalanced. I mean, the craziest one I've probably ever seen was I met with somebody who was kind of moderate, but her partner was super conservative in terms of risk allocation. And she had about, I think it was about 70, 80% of her entire retirement plan and small company stocks, which are not traditionally considered conservative at all, or even moderate. And I was like, so how'd you pick this allocation? She goes, well, 27 years ago when I started at the company, that's when I picked it. I'm like, 27?
That's a while ago.
You have not rebalanced your 401k for a quarter century? She's like, no. So it was crazy. So she was only, I forgot how much she was putting in there. Maybe it was 20%, 30%. But that area, that was the number one area actually for the 2000 decade. I mean, it still did get good on the 2010s, but it was way better than S&P was for the 2000 decade. So she'd done very good. It's just, hold it. Now you have insane amount of risk and you're closer to retirement. Let's rebalance this. Let's move things back around. So a lot of plans actually now have a feature where you can auto rebalance. And so what you do is just go in there. I like to do them only like once a year or maybe every 6 months, because most of them, if it says it's 20.1, it'll sell that 0.1, which is a little silly. So do that at least once a year where you see if your plan allows that. But if they do allow that, what it'll do is it'll sell off whatever made money and then buy whatever didn't make money, which is always hard to do, mm-hmm. but you're supposed to sell high, buy low. And so it forces you to do what you should be doing anyways, right? So, yeah, so that'd be the things to look at is, are you funding the right amount, or at least the amount you thought you were funding? And then, again, you know, are you rebalancing that 401k at least once a year? Tax time's a great time to be looking at that and saying, hey, okay, where's my assets? And obviously with the market volatility, even more of a time to really be looking at that.
So make sure you know if you're funding the right amount, check it out at work, and then also rebalance. Don't forget about that. You are listening to Wealth Creator Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. I want to guide you to Eric's website, wealthcreatorradio.com, where you can find out some great information there about Eric and his team. Eric's been doing this for 27 years now, so he understands retirement. You and I, this is all new to us, so he can certainly help you with any questions that you might be having. If you're wondering about your own retirement plan at work, you can go in and talk to him. He's offering a chance for you to go in and see him complimentary. All right. This is a discovery visit that is complimentary. All you have to do is call our number, 800-454-1184, and you can talk to someone, leave your information, and someone from Eric's team will get back with you. Again, 800-454-1184, that's the number to call. And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. Today, we're talking about early retirement and just that possibility in it. So how do we know when we've saved enough, Eric?
Well, that's always a tough thing. And now, if you're going to run out of money, is that 75 or 95, right? Because that's a huge difference between those two. And so those are the things that really the first time when we're sitting down with somebody, a lot of times people ask me, okay, how much do I have to have saved? It really depends. I mean, like I mentioned earlier, I've got a client who's, they like to go out and do stuff, but they don't travel much. They don't have very expensive hobbies. So she can live on about $3,000 a month. Now with medical, I told her she needs probably $4,000, mm-hmm. but there's other people I have where they need $10,000 a month to get by. And so what's the right number to have at retirement? Well, obviously, one versus the other needs a lot more money. And so, you don't use any sort of rule of thumb on you know, okay, once I have a million or once I have 5 million, you know, whatever that number is. Focus more on how much income can I be getting off of my assets. And that's a lot better. And typically, it's actually lower than sometimes people think, but also it might be higher than some people think if they were hoping for a lower number. So yeah, so I think that'd be the biggest thing of how to know if you have enough is really just sit down, do that income plan. You got to include taxes. You got to include, you know, what types of money is it's coming from, because they're all differently taxed, right? And yeah, the other thing too is don't BS yourself, which unfortunately I think most of us do, where, yeah, you say, okay, I only need this much to live on. I mean, I literally had this guy, I was kind of joking with him. He had his first column he had of numbers, but then he had the non-essential bare minimum retirement. And I'm like, that sounds horrible.
Who wants that?
And then the funny part is one of the things he cut out was Netflix. I'm like, that's like $15 a month. I mean, Really? Is that really going to swing your retirement one way or the other? You know? I don't think so. So, and it's funny because his wife said, well, he's the one who watches it too. So,
yeah, there you go.
So, there's some things that, okay, you don't want to have this bare minimalist retirement just for the sake of not working. I mean, that just kind of sounds awful, at least to me. But, so we ran through the numbers and we were able to figure out, okay, yeah, you can actually do good. And you're going to be able to be okay and with the assets you have. And we were using a little bit more money than that minimalist way he had. So, yeah, so that'd be the biggest thing to do is really sit down, get that income plan laid out. And then that'll tell you, hey, yeah, I'm on track or not.
So, Eric, you just said, you know, we're going to be taking income from our assets. And if we want to retire early, what do we need to know about taking money out of those retirement funds?
Well, so there's really three phases of retirement. The very first one is often if you're retiring early. So, again, like what you were saying, early before 65, before Medicare age, and especially before Social Security, which for most of us is 66 or now mostly 67. If you're retiring early, then you're not going to have any income, right? You're not going to have any defined money coming in unless you're lucky enough to have a pension. So you know, you're going from way up to zero. and now you get to create your own income. It's kind of like baking a cake or whatever you want to call it. You get all these different ingredients, right? You've got these IRAs, you get these 401ks, you get the bank accounts, you got all this money in various locales. So now you get to know how to mix them and kind of stir them up and see what comes out. And so you've got a lot of options in those first several years. And tax-wise, you're going to be probably in the lowest bracket you'll ever be in. You know, one of the things we've come up here with at Heckman Financial is a quick report, you know, against really looking at what things you should be thinking about for taxes and how to be really kind of framing that question of how to retire and what monies to take from where. That's something you want to get a copy of. You can either call us for it or you can just text the word tax. Either way, the phone number is 800-454-1184. Again, text the word tax to 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters. And you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now, think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. That's TAX to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Thank you for joining us today. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. So we're talking about early retirement and how it might be more possible than you even thought. But before we get back to that, Eric, I want to take a little closer look at you, where I just ask you a little more personal question. So when you were just a little guy, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Well, actually, the coolest thing my mom had for me and my sister was a plastic spiral thing, but every year it had a little spot where you put all your stats, you know, height, weight and stuff, and then asked you a few questions, and it had like a little pocket even, and so you could throw a little memorabilia like ribbons or, you know, whatever.
Aww,
whatever little junk, and then you could throw in the, you know, your school picture, you know, there's a little spot to paste it and stuff. So the funny part is about that is I guess she must have maybe get, you know, do it for a while because there was actually data filled out in there. And, you know, so, yeah, it was the pretty much the typical, the policeman, fireman, soccer player, all those fun things. And then, you know, really more in, I don't know if I wanted to be him, but what one character I always liked from TV was, if you remember, Michael J. Fox is Alex P. Keaton.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, he was the finance guy.
Yeah, he was the finance guy. So, yeah. So, not necessarily all his viewpoints, but it was definitely a little bit of that and stuff. So,
I love that.
But I mean, for me, it was always more about solving puzzles or problems and figuring out things. And so, yeah, I've always kind of thought that financial planning was really similar. There's lots of different ways you can kind of go at it, and there's usually four or five solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So which one's the best one to pick, and what does that mean to the other ones? Why are we not picking those? And, you know, and that's really kind of drove me to be in the role I am today.
I mean,
originally when I was actually going to Santa Clara University, I actually did do like a little internship with, well, back then it was Prudential Beige, you know, and stuff, uh-huh. which they're not even around anymore, but, and even looked at Dean Witter and stuff, but then those are very, very limited because it's only all about stock investing and such. And so then I was like, no, I need to be a little bit more overall. So yeah, that's kind of how it led to where I am today.
Oh my gosh. So you were just a little Michael J. Fox, Alex Keaton, right? Is that his name? Alex P. Keaton? Not as conservative though, right?
But
was such a funny character. So now getting back to our topic of retirement and the possibility of retiring early, what I want to know and bring up again is just the role that Social Security plays in an overall retirement strategy, and especially if you're wanting to start to retire early.
Yeah, so Social Security is really probably for most of us the only pension we're going to have. So sadly, all the company pensions are long gone.
Yeah.
And so how do we retire, right? How do we get this money coming in? How do we have some sort of income base? And that's really what Social Security is it's that bottom line of income that we know, that floor of income we're going to always have. And so, yeah, you do want to make sure you know going in what's happening with it. I mean, anybody born 1960 and after, it's age 67 now for Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
If you're up to 1954, it's age 66. Well, that's basically now for all those people, this year. And so, yeah, so the people born 55 to 59 have these weird little phase-ins for every 2 months, and it's not actually on your birthday anymore. So, yeah, so it got a little bit more complicated, the formula for those years, for sure. And so, okay, when should we take it? What does that mean? Well, probably the biggest thing for me, I think, is if you're married, that's when there's a lot more options and a lot more decisions. When you're single, usually you probably want to take it as late as you can, because the more money, it's more money you're going to be, you know, having there. But if you're trying to retire early, then yeah, you definitely want to, you know, probably look at least your full retirement age, that 66 or 67 number. And if you're married though, really what you want to do is look at who is the higher of the two incomes. And that person is the one who should hire Social Security earnings. That's the person who should turn on theirs last, because that's what I like to call your eternal check.
Mm,
and
right.
Why is it the eternal check? Well, basically what that means is when it's a couple, when one person dies, the smaller of the two checks disappears, but the bigger one stays. So you want that big check to be the biggest it can possibly be, because that's going to be the one for your couple's eternity that's going to always be paying out for at least one of you. And so, yeah, so that's kind of the mistakes that a lot of people make is they, you know, especially guys love to do this. We're like, oh, well, I made more money, so I'll just turn mine on sooner. And then we'll turn on hers later. It's like, whoa, but now you just locked in a lower number. And then when you're gone, she's kind of screwed because she's got a lot smaller check and and you're gone, so you don't care. So, yeah, not the way to think about it.
Right.
So yeah, so Social Security, you definitely want to know the numbers. You really should go online to ssa.gov, so that's Social Security Administration, ssa.gov, and create that account for yourself and make sure you're seeing, you know, what, how much do I have there? Is it being reported correctly? Are my earnings there correctly? And, you know, it's really critical to do that. And I think a lot of people don't do that and they went paperless. So most of us aren't getting those statements anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, lots of times people say, yeah, I haven't got one of those for a while. It's like, yeah, they don't mail them to you.
it's been a long while.
Yeah, it's been a long time now. And so you really need to go there. But you know, one of the things that if you are worried about Social Security and trying to figure out when to take it and why and how and all those fun things, you know, we do have a quick report that you can read. Again, it's just a few pages about what is Social Security, what are all the key numbers, what's the timing issues. So if that's something you want to get a copy of, all you have to do is you can either call or text. If you're texting, just text the word security. So just not Social Security, but security. To 800-454-1184. Again, text the word security, 800-454-1184, or you can go online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
The Center for Retirement Research says that about a third of retirees have to stop working sooner than they'd planned. So what would you do if someone came to you and said, I lost my job, you know, but I don't think I can afford to retire?
Yeah, and so that's one of the critical things is I think a lot of people, I mean, it's funny because it's always age-based, right? So if somebody's younger, oh, I can't imagine retiring. I mean, if they're a lot younger, I want to retire really early. And then as they get older, no, I don't mind working until later. And then once they're in their 60s, oh, no, I probably want to retire fairly soon. And whatever time frame in life we are, that age and that time frame moves a whole bunch. But no, I've seen it several times with my clients, but you know, it actually happened to my parents. So my parents were in their late 50s and they were planning on retiring, you know, probably I think it was about 4 or 5 years later than they did. But during the dot-com bust, you know, they both got laid off within the same year. And of course, things, you know, one thing that people don't always think about either is if things get really bad and you get laid off, guess what? When things are really bad, really hard to find a job.
Yes. So, right.
You know, and then especially nowadays, and especially in Silicon Valley, you know, there's not supposed to be age discrimination, but any of my clients, 55 and older, can tell you it's so much harder to find a new job.
Right.
You know, just because they're older. And so, yeah, no, my parents were in their late 50s and, you know, got these packages to go away. So then the debate is, do you try to find something new? What should you do? So, you know, one of the things that you can always do is if you fall back on an income plan and you got that income plan, you can say, hey, I can stop working. It's okay. Or no, I got to really find something. And so whichever one that is, you know, if you have an income plan, a written income plan, you'll know how long is that money going to last and can you retire today? But then you also need to know about, you know, how you're invested, what risk level, which of course everybody's getting a big exposure to right now. You know, what's the tax ramifications of all those different decisions, healthcare issues, legacy issues. And, you know, that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth and something we can create for you. So, you know, that's something you want to take advantage of. All you got to do is text the word visit and we can set up a time to talk either in person or online. Again, text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, that number is 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Coming up next, a member of Eric's wealth team joins our show. Marilyn Brown Ross with Open Mortgages will explain reverse mortgages. Find out if one will work for you and your retirement plan. Coming up next on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you've already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there?
The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, call or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And I've got one of our monthly contributors here, Marilyn Brown Ross, and she's our reverse mortgage expert. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
So again, a reverse mortgage is a way to get money tax-free out of your house to either just pay off the mortgage or just take income out of it. Since it's a loan, it's not taxable. Again, we always have to say the bank doesn't own your house. It's just no different than any other lien, except for the value goes up, right? I mean,
right.
The loan balance goes up, right?
And that's why it's called a reverse. When you're making a payment, a lot of it goes to the principal, to the interest, and some to the principal. So your balance is declining. With this one, you don't have to make a payment. However, if you come into money and you choose to make a payment to keep it down, you can do that also. There's no prepayment penalties. You can pay it down. You can pay it off, whatever you want to do at any time. So it's really a wonderful tool for a lot of people.
Yeah. And so, you know, it can be used in a lot of different ways. I mean, obviously, I think you've said before something like, what, two-thirds or something crazy of that is health-related, right?
Yes.
Or healthcare-related?
Healthcare for in-home care. People don't want to go into nursing homes. They want to have in-home care. It was the saddest thing. I have a lady, I closed it because she was incompetent. She had a power of attorney, mm-hmm. which had nothing but her best interest at heart. She said, my aunt wants to be in her home. I don't care what it is. I'm keeping her here. That was her wish. It was $22,000 a month.
Wow.
So we did the reverse. She got to stay there for 2 months and then the poor thing passed. But at least she had her wish. And that's very important that the power of attorney is really out for their interest.
Interest, yeah.
And who you get. It's very important.
Right, not for their own.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I've got a client right now who's, it was his best friend of like 20 or 30 years who died, I think, 20 years ago. And now his wife is still somewhat competent, but not 100%, and finally moving into assisted living. But yeah, it's very nice that he's taking, you know, his power of attorneys, really watching for her money, making sure everything's, and whoever you select for that role,
boy, you better be careful.
And also make sure you know who their spouse is, because sometimes you see you may have a child, an adult child that you pick, but their spouse wants to preserve more of the assets and say, hey, how do you do that? So, yeah, definitely be careful on that.
Yes.
But then the other thing is taxes and the part, the miracle of the step up in basis is such a powerful tool. It's something that people really don't always necessarily pay attention to or think about, is the fact that when somebody dies, you don't pay the taxable gain ever again. You told me about the case. You had a story about somebody in Palo Alto.
Oh my
right?
gosh, downtown Palo Alto. Husband and wife bought the property in 1968 for $38,000.
So you mean the price of a car?
The price of a car today. It's 1,100.
A cheap car.
A cheap one. 1,100 square feet on almost a 5,000 square foot lot.
Wow.
Not that big. And the husband died, and she couldn't get by. There was no lien on the property, no mortgage to pay, but she had not enough money to live on, to pay the property tax and everything that she needed to pay. Not that the property tax was that much because it was yeah. Proposition 13, but still she was having a problem. So she went to her financial, she found a financial planner through a friend, and I have to sell my house. And he went, okay, well, let's think about this because you're going to have lots of capital gains. They hadn't done one improvement to that property. but it was absolutely spotless. I mean, you go in, it had avocado green appliances, you know, everything, but it was spotless.
Salute to the 60s museum.
Exactly. So he said, you better think about this because you're going to pay a lot of capital gain. So he said, why don't you look into a reverse mortgage, which she did. She called me and I went, well, this might really work for you to pull out some money and keep the property. So we, of course, you have to do an appraisal. It appraised for $4.8 million, and they had paid $38,000 for it. It was going
That's insane.
To be, oh, it's insane. It was going to just be astronomical. Yeah,
that'd have to be at least like a
$1.2
million tax bill.
And so what she did the reverse, and she has money to live on. Now she's going to leave it. She has one daughter. Leave it to the daughter. She'll get the step up when the mother dies and preserved the equity.
So that $1 million is going to there. And there's no way reverse mortgage interest could even get, even to probably even a 10th or 20% of that tax bill that they're saving.
And there'll be lots of money left over. She's only, I think she only needed like $3,000 a month. So that's what she's taking. So that's going to be hardly anything compared to what that house is worth.
Yeah.
To what she would have had to pay in capital gains. But, and you have to be 62, but there is, I think they just lowered one of the programs, you can be 60. But I'm just throwing that out. I have to research it because it's so new into this, it's so recent. But 62, you have to pay your taxes. Nobody could foreclose because there's no lien.
Yeah, there's no payment.
There's no payment. So you have to pay your property tax and insurance. Those are the things, and keep the house, they say, in decent repair. But they don't send anybody out other than the appraisal. Look at it when they appraise it.
But and decent repair means no holes in the
roof.
No
holes in the floors.
Or floor or something. Yeah, something where it's hazardous, not...
Hazardous.
Not the avocado green appliances
can
stay.
No, they don't care. They don't care about that. They're looking for health and safety when they do the appraisal for the senior. Have you got holes out, walking outside where you're going to trip and break your neck? Yeah, that's the kind of stuff they look for. But truly, it is a miracle to do this. It saves people. I mean, I get calls all the time after, oh my God, you saved my life. I didn't want to move. I couldn't afford to stay. So it really is, for some people, a wonderful product.
Again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And we've got Marilyn Brown Ross talking about reverse mortgages. And, you know, one of the other things too that sometimes, and I think we've talked about it before, I don't know if you have any clients that come to mind, but the other reason for sometimes not just because you've got to accidentally have a $4 million Palo Alto house that, you know, you had no clue that would be worth that much, you know, 40 or 50 years ago. But there's also sometimes where tax-wise, if you're selling off maybe, you know, maybe it's Apple stock or whatever it is, maybe there's some sort of stuff that, or even just having to take massive withdrawals from your 401ks and IRAs, if you do the reverse mortgage, you don't, that money comes out tax-free.
No,
so that does, especially for capital gain assets, but again, would have that step up in basis. If you can avoid having to pay that tax on that and letting your loved ones inherit that instead of having you pay the tax, and they won't ever have to pay the tax, the reverse mortgage, the interest costs would probably often very much far outweigh the cost of that tax bill.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I don't know if you've had too many people because I know you had somebody who was, somebody who was doing a portfolio, or they opened it up just as a
line of credit. He didn't need the money by any means. He had a $5 million portfolio, owned all kinds of properties, free and clear. And it has to be on your primary residence, that reverse. It can't be on something else you own. I want this line of credit. He didn't owe anything. He paid the fees up front, so there was nothing accruing. So it ended up that he had like a $400,000 line of credit to use if he needed it. He was just elated because he said, if I didn't have this, I'd have to sell something, pay taxes. He said, this I can use, pay it back, use, pay it back. It was just answer for him, and he didn't need the money. It used to be everybody thought about a reverse mortgage as need-based. I have to do this. It isn't that way anymore. It's really a great product for taxes, depending on your situation.
And especially with, if you're talking about a home equity line of credits, you have to qualify, you have to have a payment, every month. There's a lot more issues. With this, you don't have to pay it back. So if you choose to, like for his situation, yeah, maybe he does pay it back as he gets more dividends or interest, but maybe also for whatever reason doesn't. Yeah. And then you mentioned it has to be on your primary residence.
Yes.
The money doesn't have to be used for your primary residence, though.
You can use the money for anything that you want. It's your money.
Right. So if you want to, like, I've got one client that they keep going back and forth. Okay, can we see the beach house plan again and see, okay, without the beach house, because they keep debating, should we buy what, should we not? You know, if you had that dream house, either it's a mountain cabin or beach house, whatever, you could actually take the money from your house on a reverse mortgage. You know, the reverse has to be on your primary residence, but you could use those proceeds and go buy that dream house.
Exactly. That's happened two or three times in my career where people will put a reverse on their primary residence to go buy their dream home, their second little whatever getaway, and they buy it and okay, oh my God, this is fabulous. They don't have a payment on either one and they're happy as little clams.
And so why don't you give us a phone number?
My number is 408-722-0010. Once more, 408-722-0010.
And again, you can find a link at wealthcreatorradio.com for her email. That's all for this segment. We'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you've already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, call or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, we're so glad to have you with us today. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We've come to the time of our show where now Eric gives us an example of someone's wealth success story. And it's another nice lesson to see how things worked out for the best for someone. So what's your wealth success story for us this week, Eric?
Well, so I'm always talking to clients about three types of assets: foundational, stuff that can't go away, that does not lose money when the market goes down. big issue now. Steady income money, stuff that's paying you money on a ideally monthly basis from investments that are typically not daily traded in the stock market. And then lastly, the market money. And so I've got a client that's at Apple. He's, you know, Apple's done fantastic for him. And when we first met a little over a year and a half ago, he's like, I really need to take some of this risk off. How can I make this money more safe? And we figure out some options. And then we did a whole bunch at the end of last year because, you know, again, Apple had shot up a ton. And so when do you want to sell stuff? When it's high. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to actually do that because it's going to go higher. Right.
But right.
So we did sell some off and we locked in a bunch. That right now looks like a fantastic decision, right? So the secret to anything always is not to do everything at one spot, not to have everything in one area. I mean, that's just always been the recipe for disaster. So yeah, I mean, diversification and taking some of those chips off the table, even if things are going to probably go up later, you know, locking in some of those gains, making sure some of that money is protected. You know, he's not having to freak out as much. I mean, he could probably retire on just the money we made safe for them. And the rest of the money, it's growing crazy right now with the market. Probably not even an issue for him because that's just kind of more extra now. So, again, if you have a plan, you stick to the plan, you look at things, and you run them out, then you know you're going to be okay or not okay. But without a plan,
it's really hard to tell if I'm headed the right direction, if I'm even going the right way, because if you don't know where you're even headed, how will you ever know if you're going the wrong direction?
True.
Right? So very tough. We want you to worry less about all that stuff. We want you to worry more about, you know, where should you go on your next trip, or, you know, how much time you want to spend family or golfing and all that other fun stuff. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of and have that income plan, that investment plan, tell you how much risk you have, and then it's up to you if you want to take action or not. So again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or you can always go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com. And you can find our podcasts online also, or you can ask Alexa or Google to play Wealth Creator Radio. That's all for this week's show. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.